Latinos are highly represented in some of the service industries that have kept providing their services throughout the pandemic, whether that's in grocery stores or in agriculture and restaurants, food providers, and the like, while many others have been able to safely isolate and work from home. Second, we know that there are significant issues of access to adequate and competent healthcare in the Latino community. And access to healthcare issues does have an effect on access to basic information, whether that's about appropriate prevention measures or about vaccination or even about how to prevent further spread when one believes that they are suffering from an infection.
Latinos have the lowest vaccination rate of any demographic group in the state. And some people have blamed that in part on misinformation on social media. But are there other factors contributing, including the fact that, as you mentioned, so many Latinos are working in essential worker roles, so it's hard to get time off of work?
I think that certainly plays a role. I think basic trust in the healthcare community is an issue for many in the Latino population. Their experiences with healthcare have not always provided that baseline level of trust. And I'm not saying that's universal. There are many healthcare providers that have been markedly successful in creating trust, but too many in the large and growing Latino community, particularly, for example, if they receive their healthcare through Medi-Cal, may have had experiences that spark ongoing distrust.
There have been efforts by both state and local leaders when it comes to trying to make vaccines readily available in Latino communities around California. Do you think enough has been done both with regard to that, but also when it comes to addressing the overall issue of the higher mortality rate?
No, I don't think enough has been done on either of those issues. I do think there have been efforts and they had some success, but clearly more of an investment is needed.
There's been a lot of coverage of outreach efforts across the state as far as the Latino community, from taking vaccines to farm workers in the fields to LA County working with trusted community healthcare workers to try and get the word out about vaccines. What specifically would you want to see county and state leaders do that they haven't done?
I'd like to see the governor and leadership specifically address the Latino community as a racial community. So when you talk about reaching out to farm workers, that's fine. That is an occupational category. It is one that is overwhelmingly comprised of Latinos, but that is not a direct plea to address the race-defined disparities being faced by the Latino community. Instead, we are addressed by subcategories that are not defined by race, whether that's occupational categories or other important but not race-defined categories like immigrants, non-citizens. This is a crisis being faced by the Latino community as a whole, and we need to start by leaders defining it and discussing it directly that way.
What could the long-term effects be of so many young Latinos dying in the state? So many people who would be considered in their prime, both personally and financially, and the impact on their families and loved ones.
Well, Latinos are the future of the state of California. Our demographics tell us that in this most recent census, we saw that close to 70% of the state's population growth and growth in eligible voters over the last decade came from the Latino community. So, this is a community whose contributions to our economy, to our society, to our leadership is essential to a thriving California in the future. But I am perhaps most concerned about children and the long-term post-trauma effects of the pandemic in their families and on their education and on their long-term mental and physical health. If we don't address those issues, it will have long-term generation-crippling crossing effects, not just on the Latino community, but on California as a whole.